By his movements and deeds you shall know him. You will see him coming out of the newsagents on a Wednesday morning, all the local papers bundled tightly under his arm, oblivious to the havoc his lust for championship news is causing to entire rainforests in South America. Ozone layer, carbon footprint, global warming. These are mere trifles. It's the championship, stupid. He strip searches every last word of the previews for that most precious of commodities, news from the camp. So-and-so is moving well in training. Your man is dragging a leg. I wonder if the row between the manager and that lad has been sorted out yet. Though he has been in a state of virtually unbroken hibernation since last year's championship exit, suddenly he's everywhere. You will see him engaging in animated conversations on street corners, frequently on his own. He's getting into the right frame of mind for the days that lie ahead. At home, he waits until the wife has gone to bridge and sends the kids outside to do a bit of weeding in the garden. He sneaks up to the master bedroom, locks the door, closes the curtains, reaches deep into the closet and pulls out the clothing that so fuels his fantasies. With a perverse thrill, he tries on the jersey, hoping it still fits, and sighs contentedly as it slips, though not without some resistance, over his expanding midriff. He might just try on the togs as well. And then he will stand there, indulging this wicked delight in front of the only full-length mirror in the house. In a flash, he's the team's flamboyant but effortlessly brilliant centre-half forward, inducing oohs and ahs from an entranced stadium, spraying 40-yard passes that knife open defences with the precision of a cardiac surgeon who hasn't touched a drop for 6 months. He cares little that 4 sponsors have come and 3 have gone since he bought this jersey. The colours are right and he had this one on the famous day long ago. He might sneak down to see the lads training one night. As always, he has a few quid on them to go all the way. This year, they're 14-1. A right good bet, he tells himself. Like the time before, and the time before, and the time before that too. He runs a quick mental check on his usual travelling companions. Senator, yes. Pop, yes. Flat out, yes. Out in the shed, he takes down last year's wall chart, strangely untouched after July 23rd. And replaces it with this year's, and giddily looks forward to next Sunday evening when he can start jotting in some results. Out in the fields, while ostensibly looking over his herd, he will occasionally break into a Brian Carty commentary, insinuating himself into the action as a saviour of his county's ailing fortunes, breaking through for a cracking goal, fielding a crucial kick out deep in injury time, and being carried shoulder high from the field by his own people. And then, self-consciously, he fires a quick glance over the Meiring wall to see if any of the neighbours happen to hear his flight of fancy, and is relieved when they haven't. A month ago, you wouldn't notice him if he were the only man in the street. Now he has that familiar summer look, you would pick him out in a crowd of 10,000. Be gentle with this man. He'll be lucky if he doesn't self-combust by August. It's the championship, stupid.